Welcome to Walk the Floors, All Things Hospitality Training. Thank you for being here on the other side. Stephanie, how are you?
Good. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Great, great. So we are continuing on our trend of letting all those secrets out when it comes to hospitality inspection. So why don't we focus on enlightening our audience a little bit when it comes to what are those things that we look for from a front of the house perspective? And let's start with you, Stephanie. What do you think are some of maybe that one thing that you want to kick it off with?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm so excited to be talking about front of the house because it's probably one of my favorite things when I'm going around as an inspector to really seeing what the guest sees as well and how the employees are interacting. But it's also too with real scenarios. So my number one for inspector tips when you are doing inspections with your team members, make sure that you are utilizing real scenarios that pertain to that particular department and for your particular property. So for example, if we were to inspecting on utilizing, asking for a method of payment. And so are we noticing, is our property, do they take on more cash as a method of payment? Are they taking on more of a credit card? Is it mostly maybe corporate where they're having credit card authorization forms or other methods of payment are being taken care of, maybe going to a master account, but making sure that you're utilizing the real scenarios that pertain to you and your department, because you don't want to inspect on a scenario that doesn't even involve your department or it doesn't even really happen often. That why are we training the employees on this when we want to making sure that we're hitting our standards for when that auditor does come?
I love real case scenarios. It always drives the message right to the finish line. Also helps in the sense of that team member that hasn't been in that role before. So it allows them to better comprehend, and it helps us drive the message in a way where if we are not using a specific example, then it might have not gotten to the finish line in the same way or with the same impact. That's a great point.
Yeah.
And we can really use real life scenarios in every aspect of training.
Yes, absolutely. And I also, too, I want to talk about the myth as well that we tend to hear that inspectors come to trick us. The inspector is not coming to trick your team. They are really here to just watch you. It's like a play. I'm just going to see what happens and how the cards fall is how they fall. But I'm not coming in as the inspector to saying, I'm going to change it up. I'm going to see how they interact when I'm saying, I don't have a credit card. I just want to pay with cash, which is a scenario that we rarely see these days. But, you know, I also too want to bring it up is that the inspector, I would say 99% is not there to trick you. They are using also to real scenarios to making sure that you know how to handle.
Absolutely. And to find those areas of opportunity. So with a look into the future and with positivism, as opposed to how can I nail this?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Totally.
Any other tips that you can think of that we should be sharing when it comes to front of a house specific inspections?
Yes. And I probably should have led off with this one, but walk the floors. You know, when we're doing inspections, it's not all about the employee interaction, you know, the verbiage, the technical standards, but you also too want to making sure that you're looking at your surroundings. My favorite thing is I did this in New York with a property where we had the director of training, the director of engineering, director of housekeeping, director of front desk. And every day at 2 o'clock, we had on our calendar where we would do a property walk. So we would pick rooms. We would also be walking the lobby area. But it's my favorite time when we're interacting and talking, but then also too, where that was our primary focus, to looking around to seeing is anything out of place, is any projects also too maybe falling behind, that they're not up to date, or they're maybe lost communication about it. But yes, it's not just about the interactions with your employees, but also to your surroundings. What do you say about that?
Absolutely. I agree with that. I could not agree more, of course. This is all about walking the floor, but it gives you perspective. It not only gives you perspective as to what is the guest seeing, right? Or what are some of those areas where your team might be struggling with because of lack of resources, or because there's a wall in the way and that wall shouldn't be there because now they have to take 15 extra steps. Walking the floor allows you to see those things. But then also, what are the things that we're missing, right? When we go, and for example, one of my favorite things to do when I am inspecting a fitness center, for example, is I want to do the things that the guest will do. So if I was truly here, putting myself, you know, we're connecting both the walking the floors and also the real life scenario, is I'll lay on the floor and look at the vent, right? Because if I'm doing crunches, I would be looking at the ceiling. And if the ceiling has dirty ceiling panels, or the ceiling is dirty or dusty, or there's a dusty vent, or whatever the case may be, that is going to affect my experience. And then other things I like doing in that area is, for example, if you are using a treadmill, and how many times do you do your inspections and you push that button so that you get the treadmill to go up so that you can clean underneath? And the reason behind that is, sure, you may not see it. Your team member from that is assigned to clean in that area might not see it, but we have to teach them why. Because if I'm running on this treadmill and there's someone walking on an incline next to me and there's all these dust bunnies that I can see under the treadmill, it's going to affect my experience at that point. So now I see that, now I start looking around. So you're like opening this little door. So making sure that I truly put myself in the guest's shoes in an effort to look for the things that are in disarray, or look for the things that are not working out, as opposed to following my checklist and making sure that all these areas are being touched on or cleaned, right?
Yes. And I think we've mentioned it before in another episode, but also too, you know, it's walking the stairwell, walking these areas that typically aren't a high traffic employee area, even saying the guest elevators or even the guest restrooms. There's so many times that I'll go into the restroom and I'll like, you know, the seat's a little wobbly, or the lock is, you know, not secure. And I'm like, someone has to have seen this as an employee. But we all know that most of the hotels have those restrictions of keeping those areas to the guests only. But we want to make sure too of those areas that maybe not having so much of a high traffic of employee to being able to report it, that we're still making sure that we're walking those areas and sitting on that seat of the toilet and looking around, like you were saying, with the vents as well. Utilize it as if it was a guest.
Absolutely. And then that also leads to the items that we place in specific areas as we are going through a remodel, or as we are thinking through what the function for that space, right? So when we talk about restrooms, having either a peg that you can hang your coat or your purse from, or an area where you can place your drink on, in like maybe it's beside the urinal. Who would go to the restroom with their drink? Trust me, it happens, right? So making sure that we have that comprehension of of being a step ahead of that need, right? Anticipating the need and understanding by putting yourself in the guest shoes of what are those areas that we, or those things that we can add to enhance that experience just to make it more convenient.
Yes, I love it. So moving along, I also too, I think of making sure that you are brand compliant and consistent. So there's a lot of times when I am doing an inspection and we know that, you know, maybe there is painting that is going on or some engineering work. And you know what? That's completely fine. That's, you know, sometimes we just have to be able to do it during high walking times of the guests. But the thing is what does that signage look like? What does also too, when you are having engineering, doing painting or doing any kind of maintenance work, even if it is outside vendors, what does that look like from the guest point of view? And also too, is it in brand compliance? For me, I always laugh when I see that written sign, which we've talked about before, of saying wet paint. And it's like in pencil with a piece of blue tape, taping it against the wall.
I know, Stephanie, that you are a fanatic about signage, right? We've had a few episodes where this has come up. So I'm going to take this very slowly and with a lot of respect. So let's talk about that. What about when you are making changes to your property and the changes are not as visible as someone painting a wall, right? Or someone, whatever that looks like progress that is being made right now live where I can see it. So if the signage is not there, then at least I can figure it out, right? Not saying that's right. I'm just saying it's more visible. But what happens when we go through specific remodels? Example, we are remodeling hotel rooms or guest room corridors. So now you exit off the elevator and you look left and your left looks one way. And then you turn, you know, you exit to the right and it looks the exact same way as it looked like if you looked at the left. But then as you walk down two more doors, it's a completely different universe.
Yeah.
And there is no signs. What a great opportunity to put up a sign with a copy of your storyboard. If you're going through a remodel, allowing your guests to know this is not us being crazy or this is not, you know, us trying to, you know, sure, we want to treat them differently and make them feel like, ooh, you're going into our new rooms, right? However, it's going to add value to that experience when we're able to continue to sell that progress, right? So putting up a quick snippet of that, of what that hallway and those rooms are going to look like. So it doesn't seem like someone was drunk when they ended up finishing that hallway because it's completely random and different than the rest. So that's a missed opportunity there too.
Yes. I love it. Sorry, too. You know, these didn't know which way do I go?
Wait, what's going on here? This looks great. I want to go. I hope my room is that way.
Yeah. And then it's like, oh, wait, I'm the other way. But I also, too, I love the we're seeing these lifestyle brands that are really playing on words on the scenario, you know, where they are really just acknowledging, you know, right now we are going through either a full-on renovation, a soft good renovation, or, you know, we're still having a supply shipment delays of being like, yeah, sorry, you know, this hasn't arrived yet. You know, it's coming from outer space, you know, just playing on those words and things. It brings a little chuckle instead of just being so plain and dull or not even acknowledging it either. And those are the things too that the inspector is going to be looking at as well as, you know, are they acknowledging it or are they trying to cover up something that does, you know, like it's very obvious of what's going on.
I love that you brought that up because, again, it's another area of opportunity that sometimes we miss. We miss because we want to stick with a brand. We miss because we want to, you know, continue to have this strict image when it can really take the experience to the next level as you're going through some changes. Great tip, Stephanie. If we were to leave our audience with one tip or one nugget, what is that specific to the front of a house inspections?
Yes, I would have to say use your inspections, making sure that you're reviewing them with your team. Don't put any surprises or assume that they know what the actual execution or meaning of that inspection, so then they fully can have that confidence as well. So maybe if they're seeing things during their walk, or if they're noticing a certain guest verbiage, you know, because we're always all about trying to spot the inspector, but making sure that you're reviewing the standards. You as the leader and the manager, you know, may know all the standards, but you want to make sure that your the rest of your team knows them as well.
Yeah, great tip. I'll give you mine. Do not skip.
Yeah.
Three words.
No. Nope.
Do not skip. That one stall that you did not walk into is the one stall that either the purse holder broke down or it has like massive dust bunnies on the dividers, or the one that is going to have the issue is the one that you skipped. If you go into a guest room and you're inspecting the furniture and the room, you know, you open the first drawer, you open the second drawer, the third one, you walk away. Do not walk away.
No,
there's underwear in that drawer.
Yeah.
Right. Again, true story. So don't skip. It's so, so critical that if you already invested the time to go through, especially in gigantic properties like the ones we have on the West Coast, right? Where you may have 37 stalls that you have to go into. Do not skip.
Nope.
You're only going to save yourself a few minutes overall. The one or the two or the three that you skipped are the ones that have the issue. So take that with you.
I love that one. Yes. It's so true. It's so, I mean, how many times too, it being like, oh, I don't want to bend down to look underneath the bed. And then the next thing you know, a guest is complaining about, you know, their child finding something underneath the bed. So
a crack pipe.
Yeah. Nope.
Terrible story, true story. Where were you staying? Anyway.
Yeah. I know.
Happens anywhere. It can happen anywhere. Even at the best brands.
Absolutely.
Wonderful. Yes. Love all the tips. Stephanie, thank you so much. And I think that we have an episode coming up where we are revealing some tips specifically focused on back of the house.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Super.
Yes. All right, perfect.
Thank you, everyone, for being on the other side. We'll see you soon.